More Idaho Matters right now. Well, it is finally springtime, and that means there are baby birds and ducks and geese all over the place. If you live in Boise, I can guarantee you, you've seen them around the Greenbelt. You've seen them near downtown. You've seen them in the parks. Springtime, though, also means it's time for baby birds to start hatching in the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area, which is where eagles and hawks and owls and falcons come to nest and raise their young. The Birds of Prey NCA Partnership is a nonprofit group which works to help the birds and educate folks about the public land and its south of CUNA. The group's Raptor Fest is set for June 3rd, and here to tell us more are Steve Alsup, president of the partnership, as well as board member Matthew Podolsky. Welcome back to Idaho Matters.
Hey there, how's it going?
We are good. So, Steve, for folks who haven't been out there, describe the NCA.
Oh, the NCA is about 475,000 acres of public land that's managed by the BLM. It's along the Snake River Canyon. It takes up about 81 miles of the canyon and a lot of the area north of the canyon, because the area north of the canyon is a great foraging area and the canyon itself is a great area for nesting.
So, Steve, how long has the partnership been around, and what exactly do you do in terms of that partnership?
So we were founded in 2015, and our mission is to support the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. So we work along with BLM and several other partner groups to do education and outreach activities, scientific research, and then we have our annual festival, which is a celebration of the NCA Raptor Fest.
So let's talk a little bit to Matthew about the 6th annual Raptor Fest. As I mentioned, it's on June 3rd, but let's go back to COVID times for a minute, because that's when online Raptor Talks were added, and they've actually become really popular with people. So you in fact have some set up for this year, including one on the Condor program. So there are ties to Boise and how that program is doing, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we're really excited about the virtual programs. As you said, you know, back in 2020, we had to switch the whole festival to a virtual format, but these virtual talks were so popular that we decided to continue doing them even as we brought, you know, the main Raptor Fest back to an in-person event. So yeah, we're really excited about the California Condor presentation that Tim Houck from the Peregrine Fund is going to give. So Tim Houck is the California Condor Program Manager for the Peregrine Fund, which is a raptor conservation organization based here in Boise. The Peregrine Fund manages the wild population of California condors down in Arizona and Utah. And a lot of the birds that are released there are raised in the Peregrine Fund's captive breeding program that is here in Boise. So there is, yeah, definitely a robust connection between wild California condor populations in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. And then along with conservation, the NCA is really a great place for folks to study bird populations. So there's also going to be a talk with a BSU graduate student, right? Who I should say students, not just one, because they're doing some research out there. So, Steve, what will folks be able to find out about that?
Yeah, we're working to line up 5 or 6 graduate students that are all working in and around the NCA just to have sort of a roundtable discussion about their experiences working in the NCA, the challenges, what they love about it, and yeah, just get an idea of what it's like to conduct research out there and how the Boise State Raptor Biology Program and the biology department fit in with the BLM and the NCA.
And Matthew, let's go back to the online talks for a minute too during Raptor Fest, because there's going to be one about the Boise foothills. What will folks learn about that? Because I would assume, I mean, you can see eagles sometimes in the foothills. I mean, you can see these birds of prey, you know, in a way right outside your back door.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of similarities between the habitat in the Boise foothills and the habitat out in the Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area. And so, I mean, that talk with Martha Brabeck, who's the ecologist for the city of Boise, you know, she'll be talking about native plant restoration efforts and invasive plant removal programs. That she's been running, you know, largely focused on the Boise foothills. But a lot of those same issues, I mean, almost all of those same issues are issues that we deal with in the NCA. There's a lot of issues with invasive species and a lot of ongoing efforts to restore native plants out in the National Conservation Area.
Okay, so Steve, you're going to have a couple of in-person talks set up for Raptor Fest. And we should say Raptor Fest will be at Indian Creek Winery. I mean, what a great place to be able to have Raptor Fest. So let's talk about who will be there, because one person in particular will be Morley Nelson's son. So before we talk about his son, maybe give folks a refresher on who Morley Nelson was, Steve.
Yeah, Morley Nelson was one of those sort of larger than life characters. He's one of the people that started to notice the density of birds of prey in what is now the National Conservation Area. This is long before, this was in the 1940s and 50s. So he was an educator. He was a raptor conservation expert. He worked a lot with Idaho Power on the sort of electrocution issues with large birds and power lines. But he was one of the biggest advocates for creating the NCA. He had a good relationship with the governor and other politicians, but he could also talk to the landowners, the ranchers and the farmers, and he could communicate with all those different groups and was really integral in pulling the parties together to work hard to support the area and to set it aside for conservation. And it took a long time for that to happen, but it finally did.
And his son will be at Raptor Fest. And what will he be speaking on?
So Norm Nelson is Morley's oldest son. Norm has so many fantastic stories about, you know, spending time out in the Snake River Canyon with his dad when he was growing up. But then once Norm got older, you know, Norm became a filmmaker. And so, you know, one of the things that Morley was best known for were a lot of these appearances that he made in documentary films about birds of prey in the Snake River Canyon. And on a lot of those films, Norm was behind the camera. From a young age. And later in life, he's become a very well-recognized artist as well. So he does paintings and, you know, depicts birds of prey in a lot of his artwork. So Norm's got a whole bunch of fun stories to share about the NCA.
And so what's next for the partnership?
Well, there's a lot on the agenda. We're continuing to work on our podcast called Dedication Point. We're just wrapping up our third season. This season deals with prey species for raptors in the NCA. So we have been talking about ground squirrels and rabbits and reptiles and small birds to get sort of out of the realm of the raptors on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We also hope to do a bunch of restoration and native plant propagation. That's something that Matt and I are really interested in. And it seems like there's a big need, not only in the NCA, but in the Treasure Valley and across the West for access to seeds and to native plants for these restoration efforts.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your day to talk to us about the upcoming Raptor Fest. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.